Hello and welcome to the knockout review of the Man of the Match podcast. I'm your host, Matt, and this Sunday comes the final of the FIFA World Cup, Qatar 2022. France and Mbappe will try to repeat their first title from 2018. They are very injured. This is a team that not many people expected to make it past, well, really the group stage, because as I was talking about in past episodes, there was obviously a curse with team that won the World Cup would be knocked out in the next group stage of the next World Cup. So nobody really expected them to go this far. So it is going to be a good match. And then on the other side, we have Lionel Messi, one of the greatest players of all time, looking to cement his place as with that title by winning a World Cup. Personally, I have to root for Argentina. I love Messi. He's my favorite player, like, ever. So I'm going to have to root for Argentina. My prediction, 1-1 goes to penalties. Argentina win. Like, maybe 3-2, no, 4-2, maybe like that. Yeah. But anyways, what I'm going to go over first is everything that's happened in the knockouts so far. Starting off with the first matches, which happened on December 3rd. The United States of America played the Netherlands. That was 1A versus 2B. Unfortunately, the United States lost 3-1. Dumfries had an amazing game. It was just not there for the United States defense. I think Berhalter is hugely to blame for that. We'll get to Berhalter later. But, yeah, not a good showing for the United States. But it's honestly, as an American, I could say they've made our country proud by going back to the back to the knockouts for the first time in 8 years, which was the last time they were in the World Cup. So it's really cool to see that, and they definitely made us proud, especially with the Iran game. That was very cool to see the whole nation backing them up. At 2 o'clock, a little bit later, was Argentina versus Australia. That was actually kind of a close call. Errors by Argentina could have cost them the game, and it did cost them one goal. It was 2-1 in favor of Argentina. Australia put up a fight, and they should be proud of getting out of. It was a decently difficult group D. Main challenge was France, which they lost 4-1 to, but still. Yeah, it was a decent game. Moving on to December 4th. The last game was, I think, a 1B versus, no, 1C versus 2D. December 4th, France versus Poland at 10 a.m., 3-1 in favor of France. Mbappe went insane. Lewandowski had a penalty at the end. That was two goals, I think, for him in the entire World Cup. Poland was 2C, France was first place in Group D. Still a great showing for Poland in general. Nice to see them get in the knockouts for the first time in a while. Yeah, decent game. Moving on to the complete, like, blowout. It was a blowout. The score's not that big, like 7-0, like Spain-Costa Rica level. But it's like, I watched the game, it was pretty much dominated by England, who won 3-0 against the Senegalese. England 1-B, Senegal 2-A. Three Lions were in control of the entire game. It was not a hard game for them at all. Next, December 5th, Japan versus Croatia. That was 1E versus 2F. 1F versus 2E. Or, I forgot, it was the other way around or something. But anyways, it was 1-1 in regular and extra time. But on penalties, Japan loses to Croatia 1-3 in what was an incredible shootout. Japan just didn't have the right, like, shooters. Their attacking power was just, I would say it was the shot power more of. They tried like to like trick out, like kind of like trick the keeper into thinking they were going one way, but it just clearly didn't work. Livakovic was very good. And then a very bad game, Brazil versus Korea. Similar to the England game, it was a blowout, 4-1. A very good goal by Korea, I think it was, though. Son definitely played injured the entire tournament, so a decent tournament for Korea. Next, moving on to the final matches in the round of 16, I think it was. I'm not even bothering with the seeding anymore. Moving on to the greatest story of this tournament, easily. Morocco. This was their first game in the knockouts. 0-0, regular time, and then completely dominating. Bono going crazy in penalties. Bono's their goalie. They won 3-0 in penalties. Yeah. This was just the beginning of their incredible story. But then the worst blowout of the round of 16 was Portugal versus Switzerland, 6-1. Gonzalo Ramos with a hat trick, replacing Ronaldo in their starting 11. That was, as of then, it was a good move. I'll get to that when I talk about their next match. Now moving on to the quarterfinals. Croatia versus Brazil was the first one. It was 1-1 in regular time. And after extra time, but then penalties, Croatia upsetting the favorites of the tournament, Brazil. Obviously, I knew they were going to win. I had them going out in the semifinals. But this was huge. This was, yeah, probably, if not one of the biggest upsets this tournament. I did not expect, I expected Croatia and Morocco to get at the group. I was right about that. Just different placing, like, I think Croatia finished first and Morocco finished second, and I said it was the other way around, but still, I was right. So, it was just, like, crazy to see how such a great team fell to Croatia. Not saying Croatia's bad or anything, excuse me, but the level, the talent level, it's completely different. Obviously, Marquinhos hitting the post on the last penalty. Yeah, gunning for Brazil supporters. Moving on to the next match of the quarterfinals on the same day, December 9th, is the Netherlands versus Argentina game. 2-2 after regular time and extra time, and then 3-4 in penalties. Lautaro Martinez scoring the winning penalty. Amazing saves by Emiliano Martinez, goalkeeper for Argentina. Very good game for Messi, goal and an assist and a penalty taken and scored in the penalty shootout. Yeah, he dominated that game for them. And he also dominated the next one, so really no change. Messi's, as I said, the greatest player of all time. I mean, it's not really a question for me. December 10th was like the day the world turned like on its head because of this game. Morocco beat Cristiano Ronaldo in Portugal 1-0. Granted, Ronaldo didn't start, but still, he came in at, like, halftime for the guy who started in his spot the game before and scored a hat-trick because he wasn't playing that well. Still, it, wow. The things that this team was able to accomplish was completely insane, especially for an African nation. African nations don't typically, like, do that good, per se, in World Cups. And Morocco's, like, the first one to really, really do good with Ziyech, Hakimi from PSG. Ziyech still plays for Chelsea, I think. Bono, probably keeper of the tournament, I would have to say. But still, incredible game. Incredible goal, too. And the funny thing was, they didn't even have the lion's share of possession. It was their counterattacking that really, really scared Portugal. Moving on to the second game of that day, December 10th, is England versus France. France beat the Three Lions. Once again, it is not coming home for England. Harry Kane had two penalties. He made one and he missed one, which was the ultimately the thing that killed them. Mbappe? No, Giroud scored against them. He was pretty good. He's been pretty good all tournament. Also due to the fact that he didn't even score when France won in 2018. Alright, moving on to the semifinals. December 13th was the first semifinal, just a few days ago. Argentina easily routed Croatia 3-0. Amazing display from, Julian Alvarez and Lionel Messi. Great assist from Messi. And there was a solo goal from Alvarez, and he had the goal that was assisted by Messi. They are now on to the final, obviously, as I said. They look very, very, very strong. Croatia, unfortunately, will be headed to the third place game to play against the team that I will discuss about next. December 14th, the next day, France versus Morocco, the favorites, I said, but in my opinion, they weren't, against the complete Cinderella story. Unfortunately, it all came to an end when Morocco lost 2-0. They will go face Croatia in the third place game this Saturday. France obviously going to the final. Very good game played by France. Clearly the better team. It really showed. They don't look like that strong, but like, for a team with a lot of players missing, it's incredible to see how they've managed to have an amazing tournament, and we will see if they win the entire thing, which would be not really, like, crazy, but it would be, because they would be the first team to go back-to-back since, I think it was Brazil in, like, the 60s, so be very, like, cool. It would be cool to see either, but I would prefer to see Messi win. Right now, obviously, Argentina, France, final. Croatia, Morocco, third place game. Both of them should be fun. Hope you guys are going to watch them. And, it's going to be insane. Now, on the first big news thing that I've been able to report on, the first time in probably months that I've actually reported something or talked about my opinion on something, is the Reyna versus Greg Berhalter argument. So in American soccer, rather than the United States national team, a lot of people, even people who are not Americans, noticed that Gio Reyna, a star from Borussia Dortmund who plays in the Bundesliga, was not getting a lot of playing time. Greg Berhalter, coach of the United States, claimed that it was because Reyna was being, he was showing a lack of, effort and, interest, he claimed. Reyna immediately disproved that immediately. He says, when I got at the tournament, I'm not quoting him directly, but I'm speaking in, the general of, ballpark of what he said. When I came to the tournament, they told me, meaning the team or the coaches, told him that he was gonna have a limited role. This obviously upset him, and I don't think in training that he played without effort. I don't know what it is with Berhalter. Honestly, Reyna's an incredible player, and he should have absolutely started. I think the games that we played would have been much different had Reyna started. I think the Netherlands game would have been much different had, say, Anthony Robinson, who I thought was absolutely terrible from probably, I would say from the England game on, Anthony Robinson was terrible. But still, it's crazy to think how things would have changed if he would have been in. I'm not supporting Berhalter in this argument. I want Berhalter out, as a majority of fans and journalists do. He has not respected a lot of European players. He's given more time to MLS players, Major League Soccer players, the American League. And most of them, obviously, players in the American League are American. He's given a lot more playing time to them that he should be given to players like Gio Reyna. Now, granted, there are some cases like Anthony Robinson plays for Fulham. I think DeAndre Yedlin is a good option from Inter Miami. There are some cases like that. But there are also cases like Walker Zimmerman, where you have Cameron Carter-Vickers from Celtic, who's completely... He played amazing against... What was it? I think it was Iran that was the game he played. He played 10 times better than Zimmerman, who played in the previous games. Yeah, it's just... There was a lot of things going on with the United States, and that's why I think... I'm going to blame it on the coach, and I think Berhalter should be out so that they have enough time to rebuild for our home World Cup, USA, Mexico, Canada, 2026. Yeah, that's just unfortunate what could have happened. I'm obviously happy with the result still. That's pretty much going to be it for this episode. I meant for this to be a little bit longer because I wanted to talk, like, expand upon the topics more and the games more. Because I really haven't done that in the past episodes. It's been, like, reviewing the games and then just cutting out. But no, I wanted to talk about a little bit of more stuff, especially since the United States thing was very big and I have a lot of people want Berhalter out, which is big around here, especially since I'm from the United States. Yeah. But thank you guys for listening. We are getting close to 100 followers on Instagram and 100 downloads, on the podcast. So, definitely spread the word, keep liking the posts. I'll be obviously posting daily, even though there's not much to post left. So as soon as the World Cup posts, and it's probably going to take like a little break. I'll take a little break for like the holidays, maybe. Obviously it's big around here. So this might be, obviously, the World Cup recap one will be probably the last one before New Year. With that being said, thank you guys. Ciao.